Welcome, Satyam Parry.
Sometimes you mentioned already, and before I just looked at my little booklet and I wrote down, it was from last year's Kofus retreat, you never know your partner.
You never know what?
You never know your partner.
Uh-huh.
I think you mentioned it already a couple of times. And I was wondering, because you're married for such a long time, and for sure if you have couples like married like for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, and for sure in a way you know, like the habits and everything. So actually, what do you mean by that? Because for sure, I also would say, especially when you're also in that spiritual journey, or you feel like, yeah, I always know it better than you. I know what is right for you, for my husband or for my wife, right? Could happen very easily.
fast answer to this. I don't know exactly which was the context. For me, it's like this. When every moment is really allowed to be empty of any content, then you never know yourself, actually, even. How can you know somebody? There's so much freshness in you. That even to know your partner is engaging him or her in a special knowledge system. She or me. Of course, we have personal habits and traits, things we like, don't like. I know, for example, that Satya loves good chai. She knows that I love good pasta.
You also love good chai.
And I love good chai, absolutely. And you love also good pasta, by the way.
I love pasta too.
So these things were not, but what this is pointing, the context probably, it's pointing towards the essence. And if you think you know the essence, you're on a wrong track. You better don't know the essence, you better be the essence and allow it to express every moment new. And I'm surprised sometimes about Satya's behavior, Satya's presence, Satya's love out of unexpected or wisdom, out of unexpected situations, moments. She has an intuition like, I can only bow down to that. And vice versa, probably also, but we don't need to share about this. So that is for me the meaning of not knowing your partner. Because if you know him, you have encaged him. Oh, I know her. Oh, I know him. Oh, he's always this. Because then you're just defining your partner as the sum of his or her habits, traits, personality, and then you have limited your partner, and then you get bored, you want another partner, maybe you want this and that. That is most probably the context out of which, if I have uttered these words, maybe this is my context. Realizing this, then you can be almost, and I might have even said this, you can be almost with any partner, because it does not depend anymore your love, your surrender, your happiness, fulfillment of this partner. This partner is not giving you meaning for your life. Support in a personal, practical way, yes. You're sick, you get your chai given, or hug, or how are you? This is very, very important. And also, not contrary to that other thing that you never really know. Because if you knew who she and it is, then you have encaged, enslaved. You're open for the mystery of who the other really is. It's your own mystery also. That's why I said you can never know yourself. If you know yourself, it's a contradiction in words. Then you're already done with it. I met many people in Lucknow who said, for example, oh yeah, I have known now myself. Now what? Yeah, I found myself. Now what? So they found a concept of what they think about it. But if you really are in this vast, living, not explainable mystery, magic of beauty and love, love is taking care of you, and you forget all what you know about yourself, about the other, who she is. It's also magic unfolding. This is love, 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 love that erases all kind of knowledge, including yourself and your partner.
If the people would see us now, you have a big smile on your face, Satya.
So really? What is Well, I'm in good company.
Would you say that this unknown, always fresh moment, as Pari described it now, is also kind of, not a recipe, but something very helpful for you for your own marriage? Because for sure you know each other quite well, yeah, you know your habits, but this, in fact, you never know yourself, and you also never know Pari, or...
Yeah, I'm still surprised. That I love it when I'm still surprised by what something you might do, or that, one cannot know really one's partner, and... to step by step, day by day, moment by moment, to be together. And it's a luxury to share this love for truth together, definitely. And I loved what he said. I don't have much more to add to it. He said it so beautifully.
Yeah, because as you said, it's like, yeah, if you know each other, if you see each other, like for decades, it's so easy to think you know each other. And as far as I understood you right, it's always like coming back to that question, so who am I, right? Without never knowing it.
The moment one thinks...
Contradiction.
The moment one thinks one knows one's partner, one has put him in a cage. And this starts actually with the discovery that one cannot possibly know oneself as a definition. One can only be oneself. And when one dives into this deep ocean of beingness with yourself, then you don't have any interest to define even who and what my partner is, because you see only this in her or in him. And this makes also the whole thing juicy. Moment to moment, not knowing. This is the biggest knowledge, to not know actually what the moment is meant to be. Empty, completely empty of all kind of knowledge, who you are, who the other is, trusting that innocent moment that does not need to know. This keeps a relationship, whether it's a marriage, whether it's a friendship, whether it's just meeting somebody, very fresh. But very fast we get hooked in this socialization patterns that I need to know who the other is. And then you have encaged already. Better to leave the other as a mystery, like yourself also, open, and then see how the energies are melting, the chemics, how they dance with each other, how it fits. It's much, much more alive and more honest, I find. That's why Osho, by the way, he was strictly against marriages. That's what he meant, actually, that marriage kills life, because in marriage, you know who is my husband, who is my wife, you know, and what is my wife is supposed to do, what is my husband supposed to do. But he was not only defined by being against marriage, he was absolutely for love. And love is unknowable mystery. That was actually his point. You cannot possibly know the other, because the other is a flower of love, as you're also a flower of love. Love the love rather than the image of who you think the other is. This I try also sometimes when, you know, some relationship people, they come to me and ask me, and I always tell them, love the third partner, not only you, her and her, you love the third partner. It means your beingness, your love, your soul, then you are happy also on this level.
Is there anything special which you do in order to honor that, or is it simply there?
It's simply there. We don't have a praxis or...
We have a practice these days. We hug the first thing we do in the morning.
We always do that.
Yeah, this is a good practice.
We love hugging each other. We still love and hug each other. No, sometimes I see couples and I don't see them hugging, or I think, what's wrong with them? to have affection for each other, it's beautiful.
And let the dance between personalities unfold. You know, it's good that she's different. It's good that I'm different. We are so different in many ways, but that is not a hindrance. The moment one is not defining oneself as it has to fit and in what? In a certain box, which is an illusion. Let the other be the way he, she, it is. That is, for me, the foundation for love to be allowed to grow. And if you don't have the same opinion about something else that the other does or speaks or believes in, it's just an opinion after all. You're not with the other because of the opinions. But many people, they are together because they have the same opinion. Then they think we fit together. They don't. Because after some time they realize, okay, some opinions were okay, but actually energetically, spiritually, heart-wise, we don't really enhance each other. We cannot let each other grow and love. So they stay always on this opinion level, you know.
So would you have, like, with the question, so how to make sure that this is like the right partner where you can unfold and support each other and let the other person be? Is there something where you can say, okay, that's advisable, so to say?
Well, like you said, and I think this is really important, that your partner, if you, let's say, you are interested in God, in truth, in spirituality, that your partner would be better if he is also interested in that. I think this is one of the most important things. Mm-hmm. At the same time, if you're a woman alone, you can still have some little love affairs here and there.
To be practical.
Why not?
Of course.
But for sure, if it's a longer relationship, it makes it easier for you to have the same interest, same love. Mm-hmm. Makes life easier, definitely.
And what would you say, like, because before you said it's really also important to show your appreciation. I forgot which word you used. So what is that? What do you really appreciate about Pari? Because you also said you're quite different, right? So
I loved his warmth and oh my God. Oh, I love everything about him. His generosity, his love, his accessibility, his humor, his sharpness, his courage. yeah, I love him as he is. You know, doesn't mean I'm always in the same, I don't agree always, or I have other ways sometimes to do things. Definitely. I see a big quality he has. He definitely has this quality to leave me in peace and not interfere. I don't know if I have the same... it's not a talent, the same quality. Because as women, I can see we tend sometimes to want to control more, and which is also normal. I think it's a part of our nature to, you know, women with families and things. It's, one has to control more in some way in the daily life, you know. So I love that about him, that he leaves me in peace. It's true.
Just out of curiosity, as you mentioned, like your impression is that women tend to control more. Would you say that it also has to do something with a sense of safety, or from where does it come from?
I think it comes from because we were growing up the tribe, the family, and in a way, maybe it's a bit old-fashioned way to see it, but it's not so long ago that this family structure was there. And I can see it's not it's a quality, actually, if you take care of your surrounding and take care. So I don't judge it too to have maybe more attitude of control sometimes.
Mm. Pari, what is that what you appreciate about Satya?
Everything. And especially Satya's intuitive wisdom, without having to do or read or dive into anything, there's something in her that gives her immediate accessibility, like a gift. One could say merits, past merits, immediate access to understanding some things and seeing through very fast. And she is very, very fast. I'm a guy who takes step by step by step, and Satya, sometimes already she's 10 kilometers ahead of me, because she has seen through and through without having to do all the steps in between. There's an intuitive superhighway from the heart. Also her feminine approach to things. Like when we speak about certain things, everybody can hear that I'm more speaking in a, let's say, masculine way of recognizing, defining, differentiating, analyzing certain things. And she just says, oh, it's all about love. You just fall in love and that's it. And this is the same with different words in a short version, as precious as all the other part. And it's good that everybody is the way he, she is. That's, for me, so important. Another is her warmth, her taking care, her ability to be with the other and to see where the other is, and taking care without even being asked for it. And in many ways, with a feminine warmth that one is completely showered with, and a lightness. I like also her way to laugh, to dance, to move, to active, enjoy her body, to take care also of her body, her practicability with dealing with the things of this world. It took me years to recognize that there are some things. For example, I never knew that there were things around me because I never simply paid any attention to it, including this body, you know, including this body. I came from another side of this universe somehow, another planet.
Oh, but you have also a lot of books and music.
Yeah, of course, and our common love is anyway music. And I was always interested in finding out. You know, I came with this deep desire to get to know it. And I admire in Satya Fusa that she doesn't need to know it because she has it. The direct access, her own personal way to do it and her own personal way to access things. And this practicability is not just to be confined only to things, to matters. It's a practicability how to deal with many issues in life. She has sometimes very fast solutions, zhang, 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 and where I would take longer for that. Or so let's say another access. Ultimately, what is fun is that we are basically interested in the same. That Papaji often said, if you sit with somebody in a boat, make sure you go in the same direction. Otherwise, the boat will suffer and you too. So, yeah. And it's great. It's a great dance so far, you know. And we never put any law and any decisions that we have to have the same opinions. No, it's a dance between two different personalities that are commonly carried by love and sympathy for each other and support. That is it.